Well, everybody's been talking about how many different years and all those things, and if you look around, there's an awful lot of gray hair. Mine's grayer when it's cleaner. So there's been a number of things said. I want to start with one verse in Revelation 19, and then I'm going to go to Genesis 24. When I first was introduced to the Bible school, I had a Christian bookstore about a block up here on Main Street. And Brother Gene didn't have any gray hair. In 1986. And a lot of water has gone under the bridge since then. Revelation 19, verse 7 says, "Let us be glad and rejoice." It's been a great day. Amen. "Give honor to him." Not me. "Give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come." And I believe that time is approaching rapidly. The last part of the verse says, "And his wife hath made herself ready." The key to that verse, one little word, hath. Past tense. The marriage cannot take place until a chaste virgin is in heaven. Amen. Paul says what? "I want to present a chaste virgin to Jesus Christ." I'll tell you what, there's an example in Genesis 24. It took me 2 weeks to preach this chapter. I'm preaching through the book of Genesis. It's been over 6 months, and I'm just half through the book of Genesis. So it took me 2 weeks to get through chapter 24. I'm not going to go through the whole chapter. The last part of this chapter that I want to cover, or I'm not even going to cover the whole last part, but Eleazar, and you'll not find Eleazar's name in this chapter. We find out it's Eleazar in chapter 15, verse 2. So Eleazar is talking to Bethuel and Laban, and that is the bride's father and brother. Verse 38 in chapter 24 we begin, "But thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son." This is Abraham speaking to Eleazar, saying, "We're in Canaan. There's not a good woman in this entire area. They're Gentiles. You go to the ones that believe the same way we do." Verse 39, "And I said unto my master, peradventure the woman will not follow me." Well, you think about arranged marriage at that time. You would go to the father and you say, "Okay, I'm going to arrange a marriage between my son and your daughter," and there would be a dowry and all kinds of stuff. And I'm not going to go into all the particulars. But Eleazar is relating what he had just done. Verse 4, he says, "And he said unto me," that's Abraham said to Eleazar, "the Lord before whom I walk." I'm going to stop right there for a second. It says, the Lord before whom I walk. He's not walking ahead of the Lord. He is walking openly with and before the Lord so that the Lord can judge him. Abraham is saying, here I am, Lord. Whatever you want. I said that a number of years ago, and boy, did he do something in my life. You turn your life over to the Lord, expect big things to happen. Not always good, and that wasn't good for me at that time, but he changed me. Before whom I walk, will I send his angel with thee, and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then, you notice how this is, you take the wife, and then shalt thou be clear from my oath. When thou comest to my kindred, and if they give not thee one, thou shalt be clear of my oath. If they're not willing to do what the Lord wants you to do, you're free to do whatever you want to do. You're free to go. Verse 42. And I came this day unto the well and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now thou do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin come forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she say unto me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. Pay attention, next verse. And before I had done speaking in my heart, you ever think that when you pray, you need to pray out loud? A lot of people do. God hears those nonverbal prayers that you pray. If he didn't, we'd all be in trouble. God hears what he was thinking. He didn't say it out loud. If he said it out loud, then he had some guys there with him. It doesn't say how many. I think probably 10. He had 10 camels, so I think he had probably 10 people helping him in this. But the prayer was, when these women come out, send the virgin, and when I ask for a drink, she voluntarily says, I'm going to give your camels water too. You know how much a camel drinks? Well, I didn't. So I Googled it. It says a camel at one thing, if he's thirsty, can drink between 50 and 55 gallons of water at one time. So 55 gallons. You've seen them big barrels? That's a 55-gallon barrel. So 10 of them, and here's this gal, and she's carrying a pitcher on her shoulder. Well, how big is that pitcher? Well, according to archaeology, most women carried a pitcher of about 2.5 gallons. Well, I'm thinking probably the camels are not totally thirsty. So instead of 550 gallons, well, let's just cut it down to 250. Well, 250, with a 2.5 gallon jug, that's 100 trips down to the well and back up. Now, this well is not like you have a well around most farms. You got a well with either a pump or a motor on it, maybe a windmill, and you stand there and you pump. Well, these wells were dug down, and there might be 8 to 10 steps down to the water and then back up. So you got this pitcher down 2.5 gallons, down 2.5 gallons. I'm wore out thinking about it. If these camels were really not thirsty at all, say they only drank a fourth, just say 250 gallons. No, that was what he had, 125. That'd still be 50 times down to get water. You think he'd be tired? Well, let's look at what the scripture says. Verse 45 continues, says, before I had done speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down into the well and drew water. And I said to her, let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste. Pay attention, she made haste. She didn't think about it. She didn't have to, okay, I'll do this. She's okay, here it is. Boom, let's do it. Remember what Revelation 19:7 said? The wife hath made herself ready. Rebekah was ready to serve the man when he asked. Continuing. She made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. He gets his drink first. Yeah. And then she says, without being asked, she voluntarily says, I'm going to bring water up for your camels. You think that this was something she had to think about? She made haste letting the pitcher down for Eleazar to drink. And she immediately says, I'm going to give water to your camels too. That's not in my psyche. I would not do that. But what has she done? She has been prepared before to do what the Lord calls her to do. What has the Lord called you to do? Some of the times I don't even know what the Lord wants me to do. I certainly can't tell anybody else what to do. But the Lord has given every one of us a job. Maybe two, maybe three, maybe 10. But what happens when you do the job and there's another job sitting over there that needs to be done? do you just voluntarily do what is out there for the Lord? That's what Rebecca did. The job of giving the water to camels was there, and what did she do? I'm just going to do it. Yep. What does the Lord want you to do beside the job that He's called you to do? I look around and I can see people, I have no idea what the Lord wants me to do. Well, I was telling Ray, we were sitting out there earlier, and I said, I've been praying for a guy for 30 years. And finally, after 30 years, he's now coming to my meeting, and he's studying the Bible with us, and he's making notes in his Bible, and his lifestyle has changed. He is a year clean from drugs. His live-in girlfriend is gone, and the girlfriend's daughter also is gone. I'm not sure what that situation was, but that's all been in the last year. It's easy to give up on people. David's testimony would show that, we don't always know what's going on in somebody else's life. But does God want you to say something to somebody? I told a lady not long ago that she says, well, what does the Lord want me to do? And I says, well, have you ever been in a grocery store and you've been walking through the produce department or something and somebody's standing there and you think, I ought to go talk to them. If the Lord plants a thought like that in your head, hi, how you doing today? If the conversations opens up, who knows what the Lord has for you to say? Rebecca said, I'll give the camels water. We need to say to ourselves, when the Lord prompts me to open my mouth and speak, He'll put the words in it that need to be said. Praise God, He does. Let's continue. Verse 47. And I asked her, and said, whose daughter art thou? And she said, I'm the daughter of Bethuel, the Nahor's son, and Milcah bare unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and a bracelet upon her hand. Earring, bing. Later on we see it's a gold earring. Gold speaks of deity. The ear speaks of hearing. She is willing to hear God's word. The bracelet, the hand, for service, she's willing to do God's work. If you and I want to be part of the bride, we must be able to hear and do what He calls upon us to do. And not just that initial little job He set up before us. The other 10 camels out there, they need the water too. Verse 48, and I bowed down my head and I worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord God, my master Abraham, which He led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. If you figure it out, it's a granddaughter, and in case you don't know, there is no Hebrew word for granddaughter or grandfather or anything else. It's father. It's like when they call the father David for four generations after, because there's no word for grandfather or great-grandfather or great-great-grandfather, which I am now, a great-great-grandfather twice. Didn't seem possible. Verse 49, "And now if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left." And Laban and Bethuel answered and said, "The thing proceeded from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee, bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go. Let her be thy master's son's wife, as thou hast spoken." Well, that's, you can have her, you know. I don't know what transpired in between, but go ahead. Verse 52, "And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard these words, he worshiped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth." Oh my goodness. The job's done. I got a girl. Let's pack up and go home. Not so easy and not so quick. Verse 53. "And the servant brought forth jewels of silver, jewels of gold and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. And he gave also to her brother and her mother precious things." Jewels of silver, redemption. The blessing of redemption. Jewels of gold, the knowledge of God. Raiment, clothing of the righteousness of Christ. These are for the bride of Christ. Well, everybody here, I believe, realizes that the whole church is not the bride. If you don't, there's tracts and several other things, and it's throughout Scripture. I'm not going to go into that today, but that's a whole nother, maybe 3 hours. So she's got silver and gold and raiment, and he gives them to Rebekah. This is the blessings for the bride. Did you catch this? The blessing comes before the trip home and before the wedding and before a lot of things. I am so blessed right now. I was talking to somebody just yesterday, and we were talking about physical stuff. Well, I'm still vertical. I still get up in the morning and I dress myself. I eat breakfast. I'll be 86 next month. Praise God, I'm still able to do what I do. I still drive myself. I've still got most of my mind. Okay, so Rebecca's out here, and she's getting all this before the fact. And then what happens here? "And he gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things." Because of the association with the bride, others are blessed. Think about that. I'm running to win Christ. I'm still running. I have not achieved yet. I know some people that are pretty close, but I don't know for sure that anybody knows for sure until we get there. Because the race is still to be run regardless of where you're at. So, get primed. The race is still going on, folks. Verse 54. And they did eat and drink, and he and the men that were with him tarried all night. And he rose up in the morning, and he said, send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, let the damsel abide with us a few days, for at least 10. After that, she shall go. I stopped by the welding shop yesterday to talk to a friend of mine who is recovering from cancer. And I stopped by to pray with him and see how he was doing. And we got into a little discussion, and I don't know what led to what, but he said, you know, I said something about the return of the Lord, and he said, you know, he's 65, and he says, I've got a grandson that's 11. I'd like to see him grow up and get married before the Lord comes. He wants to delay the Lord's return at least 10 years. Is there anybody here that wants to delay the Lord? If he's ready right now, so am I. And I would think everybody here would say the same thing. If the Lord calls us instantly, are you going to say no? Not me. I don't care where I'm at or what I'm doing. If the Lord calls me, bye, folks. I don't care what day of the week it is. I don't care if I got a new check in the bank. I'm gone. They want to delay his departure. And what does Eleazar, who is typical of the Holy Spirit, say? He said unto them, hinder me not. What's the Holy Spirit telling us right now? What's Scripture say? Quench not the Spirit. If the Lord says today is the day, but he doesn't tell you what time today is, are you going to be ready? I've got another friend that lives across the street, and we were talking about all these supersonic missiles that supposedly the Chinese have got and some other people, and they can shoot off a missile and it will be here in 30 minutes, and you know, it could explode overhead, and you know, who knows who, what, and who's going to live where. And he says, you know, I've got a to-go bag. He said, I'm going to throw that to-go bag in my car and hit the road. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going down to the four-way stop, pull my car off on the grass, and go out there and start talking to people and seeing if somebody needs to know Jesus. Because if the bomb is coming, that may be the way the Lord wants to take me home. And I don't care how he takes me home. When he calls my name, I'm going to go. But I'm going to go down to the four-way stop and say, hey, do you know about Jesus? Because there's going to be a traffic jam at the four-way stop, because everybody's going to be trying to run down to the Ozarks and get out of the bomb's way. You know, not me. The Holy Spirit says, sin hinder me not. See, the Lord has proffered my way. Send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, we will call the damsel and inquire of her mouth. We're going to give her a choice. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I'll wait a couple of days. I'll wait the 10 days. Nah. When a bride of Christ is called, what are they going to say? I'll go. I'm ready. I said something to somebody today. We don't get ready. We stay ready. Regardless of where you are today spiritually, you need to be ready when the Lord calls. And you need to stay ready. So if the Lord calls at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, or heaven forbid during the service tomorrow, if he calls, if you're ready, what are you going to say? Here I am. I'm ready. I hope you all are ready too. So, verse 59. And they sent away Rebekah, their sister. And here's something needs to look at. And her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gates of those which hate them. So when the bride is called, and she says, I'm ready, there's going to be a few tag-alongs too. Well, I want to be in that first rank when the Lord calls and says, it's time. But if I'm not in the first rank, I want to be hanging on somebody's tail that's on the way. I could go on forever, but there's a little time, maybe we'll get another speaker. So, the Lord bless you and stay ready.